Welcome to another episode of Grow Great, the podcast, episode 342. Details make the difference and make your business better. Grow Great is a leadership podcast. You can find podcasts and show notes and all the cool stuff that I do over at growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio, coming to you from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. I grew up in retailing, which is closely related to the hospitality business. Little things matter. The devil is in the details. We've all heard this. This is why small percentages of improvement can garner big, big differences in performance. I believe this. I'm encouraging you to believe this too. It's the 80-20 rule, or maybe better yet, the 95-5 rule. There does seem to be statistical evidence behind the 80-20 rule. Years and years of it, in fact. Experience bears it out. 80% of our business likely is the result of 20% of our customer base. 80% of our company's best work is likely the result of 20% of our team members. On and on this goes. In fact, you can even go 80-20 and then go 80-20 with the 80-20. You can just keep doing this. I'm a big believer in 1% to 2%. Seemingly insignificant differences. Those are the little details. They're not insignificant, though, and I can prove it. Focus on details does not mean that we overlook or we minimize the big things. This is where a lot of folks get this wrong, and I'm a huge believer. In fact, I've long said for decades, if everything is important, then nothing is important. We have to prioritize, and there are big things that have got to be taken care of. But mostly it's the big things that get appropriate attention because, well, they scream to be handled. For instance, we had a new roof installed on our house this year. Storm blew in and did some damage to the shingles. The storm also cracked the skylight. And as a result, yeah, we had some leaks. Every time it rained prior to getting the roof fixed, I was nervous. Well, that's not a little detail. This is a major issue. It had to be fixed. If it's not fixed, we risk severe damage. In your business, there are big issues that are just like that. Now, it could be you lost a lease. It could be major equipment failure. It could be important supply chain problems. It doesn't matter what it is, but it could be something significant, something that has a dramatic and immediate impact, negative impact on your business. It could be anything that if you left it unattended, it will create a much bigger problem for your company. So what do? Well, you do what we did with our roof. You stomp down and you make that a priority. You have got to find a remedy. And usually you have to find a remedy quickly. And so you do. Anybody can spot those kinds of problems. I'm not a roofer. I'm not even a handyman around the house, but I do know that roof leaks in my house, they won't go away. They're not going to get better on their own. They need attention. They need to be fixed. And that's why even inexperienced or poor operators can spot big problems. Now, they may not be able to handle them as efficiently or as effectively, but they can at least spot them. The difference is in the details. Because not everybody can or will spot those. And even if they are spotted, not everybody is going to give them the attention they deserve. Small details are easily overlooked, and they are even more easily minimized. Well, you know, that doesn't matter. It's a common sentiment among operators and business owners. Oh, that doesn't really matter because they don't think these small details matter. And you know what? They're wrong. There seems to be two basic reasons for the failure. Number one, some people just don't see them. They don't see these details. They don't notice them. Number two, people would rather do something grand than something that's common, even though it's important. But that's why we can all be prone to minimize the importance of something small. Twice weekly, I carry out the trash at our house. You may do the same in your house. That's hardly equivalent to replacing the roof and having a busted skylight fixed. But there are some important details about taking out the trash. For starters, it's something I can do. No handyman skills required. Number two, it has to be done. It has to be done if we want to keep the house clean and smelling decent. And number three, it likely contributes to keeping our house healthy. The roofing company, they took about 3 days to replace our roof and skylight. Takes me, I don't know, maybe 3 minutes to collect and take the trash out to the curb. If you came to my house and you saw the new roof, you might notice. You probably wouldn't, but you might. If you came into my house and you smelled or saw that the trash hadn't been taken out in a long time, I guarantee you would notice. I also guarantee you would judge me, and rightfully so. That's how it happens with details, with these little things. I constantly talk about friction and being easy to do business with. It's fundamental to fortifying your customer base, which I believe is the foundation of any sustainable, profitable enterprise. Without a customer base, you got nothing. Inattention to details erodes a customer base. Customers leave because we don't get the little things right or because we don't pay attention. Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen is a chain restaurant with good food. It's one of these casual dining places. Maybe you have them in your area, maybe you don't. You can Google it. Cheddar's. My wife and I used to frequent our nearby location because the food was always consistently good. They had a good variety of food, and the service was good. That location currently has a 3.2 out of 5-star rating online. And I'm only calling them out because I think leadership should know, and I have written to them before to share my experiences because I've been a long, long time customer. A couple of years ago, things went south, and they went very south. The details fell off the radar screen, and I'm not real sure why. I don't have any inside information. It began with staffing problems. Now, thinking that this might be unique to the location that was nearest our house, we ventured out elsewhere only to find the exact same problem. For some reason, the company seemed to think that they could operate with leaner staffing. What was the result? Open tables with lots of folks waiting, only because there were insufficient servers to handle the customers, not because all the tables were occupied. Behind the scenes, something else was apparent. The food quality, that seemed consistent. That didn't change. Yeah, but the time it took to get your food, man, that went up significantly. That indicated to me that they were likely cutting back on kitchen staff, too. A place that everybody I knew would have given 4, maybe 4.5, if not 5 stars, began to sink. And it continues to sink. The big things like location, menu selection, food quality, those haven't changed, right? The roof got replaced. The big things are still right. But the many other little things, the details are dreadfully wrong. The details have slipped, and I blame the folks at the top because I have been to more than 3 locations, and they all suffer the same deficits, proving to me it's not the local restaurant's general manager. The problem goes higher. The problem's at corporate. I'm not picking on this company. I once loved them. I would like to love them again. I'm illustrating the point to show how important it is for you, that's right, you, to get in touch with the details that matter inside your company. Top-down attention to details is critical. They make or break your business. Step number one, be a noticer. I'm not sure how to help you improve this, but if you know yourself well enough to know that you lack this ability, then hire it. Find somebody with that skill who can be empowered. Make them part of your top leadership team. Some people notice little things. I'm cursed with it, but it has served me well. I notice dust. I notice burned out light bulbs, small bits of paper on the floor, paint, cleanliness, most everything I notice. I don't have to work at it. It just happens. I spot things. Find somebody with that skill if you don't have it. Then listen to them. Don't discount what they see. No detail is too small. Step number two, make it better. Coach every employee to take action to fix what ails you. The great thing about small details is you don't have to fret about giving people too much authority. If you're a control freak who does not like to trust people, well, you really should work on that. But if that's you, have no fear. the details, well, they're like me carrying out the trash. Anybody can do it. So let them. Houston's is another restaurant that I used to frequent, especially when I was traveling more. There's one in Dallas. It's far from me. I love Houston's. I absolutely love Houston's. Food's great. Atmosphere's great. But the things that make them spectacular, the details. Servers dressed in starched white shirts are attentive. Doesn't matter if you're their table or not, they're going to refill your glass with iced tea if they see it low. They pay close attention to the things that make them stand apart from the crowd. Figure out ways to empower and coach your people to do that for your customers. Don't create a culture where people go around saying, "That's not my job." Make everybody's job fixing the small things. Step number three, go deep. The hardest part of details is step one and two. That's why they're number one and number two. The next hardest part is this one. Thinking that this particular detail, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does. Now, it's not a competition between getting the new roof versus carrying out the trash. The roof matters more. But if the roof gets fixed, well, then now you don't worry about the roof. The roof's fine. Now it's time to fret about the trash because that detail happens in my house twice a week. You can't take your eye off of it. And if you use trash can liners like most of us do, then you also have to pay attention to your trash can liner supply. I mean, I can't run out of trash can liners. Otherwise, I won't be able to carry out the trash. Don't run out. So there's another detail that impacts the detail of carrying out the trash. Step number four, celebrate it. Create some form of detailed demons, people who excel at helping your company get the details right. Make these folks the champions in your business. They are contributing in a major way. Let them know how much you appreciate their willingness to spot missing or errant details and how much you really appreciate their willingness to be proactive to fix them. Step number five, re-engineer systems to make sure details get handled. Make all the versions of carrying out the trash part of your systems. Don't leave details to chance. Leverage the work of the detail demons to make your processes better. The goal is to deliver a more remarkable and predictable experience for your customers. Be Houston's. Don't be Cheddar's. And there it is. There it is. Episode 342 of Grow Great. You can find the podcast over at growgreat.com. Today's episode was brought to you by The Peer Advantage. ThePeerAdvantage.com is where you can find all the details. Peer is spelled P-E-E-R, The Peer Advantage. It really is very simple, guys and gals. It's about leveraging the power of others. How can we, as business owners, as business leaders, as entrepreneurs, how can we leverage the power of each other? Can we come together and can we help each other? Can we share our insights and our experiences, bring our problems and our opportunities before one another, and to kind of mishmash these things around and get some feedback and eliminate our blind spots? We absolutely positively can. It is the single biggest thing that you can do to grow your business, to grow your leadership, and to grow your life. And you can find all the details at thepeeradvantage.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Lord willing, we will do this again on Friday. I appreciate you listening. Thank you. Thank you very much.